Thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You are listening to episode number 126. I sat down today with three representatives of the CBD Connection. That is a group that is promoting the education of and the use of CBD oils. These are a hemp-based product, and that's what we talk about. It's a therapeutic, dietary, and health supplement. They were very clear to point out to me these are not medicines. They are not medical professionals. They are not doctors, but they are purveyors of good health and feeling good. I talked with Dana Newbert, Vonda Chisholm, and Cindy Crowley. Cindy and Vonda are two of the partners and of the CBD Connection. Dana Newbert is a representative of the main company, the main supplier that they get their product from, and she was in town just helping them out, gearing up for the March 4th grand opening. Their location is, let me pull it up here, got a couple of documents I'm flipping through, 448 North State Route 89, Highway 89 in Chino Valley. For those of you who are familiar with the area, that's the Ranch Plaza. It is the same complex there, the same parking lot as the Chino Valley Medical Center near Road 1 North and Overflow Coffee. So those are the landmarks there. The CBD Connection is something that I knew nothing about. CBD oils, I was completely ignorant of. So I hope this is educational for you. In the fact that they are hemp derivatives, they often get lumped in and categorized with the medical marijuana industry and other cannabis products. So we talked a little bit about that, what distinguishes them from other hemp oils, other CBD oils, and the MMJ industry in general. One of the things that did not come up until after we turned the mics off and we were packing up was a question I had thought about and forgot to ask. So it had to do with how these products show up in your bloodstream and in your system. Will drug testing be affected by using these products? They have a full line that is that does not affect you in that way. Their entire line does not affect you in the familiar high that a lot of people associate with medical marijuana and other hemp products. But rather than me try and explain that, show up at 448 North Highway 89 next Saturday, March 4th, to ask them directly. Again, that's the CBD Connection. Their phone number is 928-683-5255. They have a Facebook presence, which is on Facebook, the CBD Connection. So find out about their grand opening, about their product, and all that good stuff by visiting that Facebook page, or better yet, show up at the grand opening. Now, I knew nothing about these products, so it was a bunch of dumb questions by me, but hopefully they are also questions you've been thinking about if you have ever heard anybody talk about these natural supplements. Again, it's stressed throughout, this is not a product that gets you high. There is no age limit. This is not something that is currently regulated as a narcotic or anything. Legal in all 50 states, no MMM card required. Did I say 3 M's? MMM? M? I think I said 3. Anyway, you don't need any kind of card. You don't have to register. It's just a natural product. Like products are available at health food stores and things like that. So listen in. Again, I'm talking with Dana Newbert, Vonda Chisholm, and Cindy Crowley. And hopefully this will educate you a little bit. If this is something you're interested in, great. If it's not, I think it was just an interesting conversation anyway. Today's episode is brought to you by our new partnership, BarkBox, delivering 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. Use that BarkBox link right there on our homepage of milehighshow.com, or go to getbarkbox.com/milehigh, and you can get a free, absolutely free month of treats. Our new partnership with BarkBox, happy pets make happy homes. Also, our longstanding association with Amazon. Use that Amazon link at milehighshow.com to do all of your online shopping as a way to support the show and get what you're going to buy anyway. Again, milehighshow.com. Use that link and that Amazon link and shop away. We are also brought to you, as we are each week, by Audible. You can get a free audio download and a free 30-day subscription by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Again, 180,000 audio titles, books, reports, podcasts, magazine articles, all kinds of stuff that you can get at audible.com by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. A free audio download and a free 30-day subscription by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Now, I happen to pull up hemp at Audible. How about this? Hemp, the world's next most popular commodity, by Trevor Klinger, narrated by Greg Hewitt. This is Hemp, the World's Most Popular Commodity. Learn about the very plant that could change our world astronomically. Hey, this Trevor guy's pretty busy. Hemp infinite uses can also be free by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout at audible.com. This is also by Trevor Klinger, and a book dealing with what hemp can be used for. Everybody is familiar with the recreational and the illegal and the medicinal uses of marijuana, but this is dealing with hemp, the industrial uses of it, and the therapeutic uses of it, like CBD hemp oil. How about a book on that by Christopher Knowles, Earthly Mist? The book is CBD Hemp Oil, a Natural Alternative for Disease Treatment and Pain Relief, Natural Wellness, Book 2. You can get that for free. Net Trevor pops up again. Trevor Klinger, A Brief History of the Hemp Plant, the best and only book for history of the famous hemp plant. And you can get a little taste of what that history is by listening to my conversation with the ladies from the CBD Connection. Sit back and listen to Dana Newbert, Vonda Chisholm, and Cindy Crowley right here on the Mile High Show. And don't forget, use those Audible links and the Amazon link right there at milehighshow.com for your online shopping. Let's just go around the horn here. Introduce yourselves and let me know your role of what it is we're here talking about.
Okay, thanks, Matt. My name is Cindy, and I am a partner in the CBD Connection with Vonda. My role is to educate and teach and grow the community with the knowledge of CBD oils. Can you not hear me?
No, you're fine. You're fine. So first off, let's start the education at the very basics. What is CBD?
Well, I think that this is where we want Dana, CBD oil, and...
Well, tell me who you are first.
Okay.
You got a new voice on mic.
Vonda Chisholm and Cindy's partner. We decided to start the CBD Connection. So we're going to go ahead and let Dana Newbert talk about Cannaway and how this all started.
Excellent. I love it. What is CBD? That's a great question. Now, that is something
I had no clue what CBDs are. I do know now that the word stands for cannabidiol. But just to let you know how I even found out about CBDs and what that crave word is, it seems like everybody's hearing about CBDs lately, so I love the interest of it. It's amazing. Anyways, just to tell you my story just real quick, because I think it might tell you exactly what CBDs are and where we're going with it. Like I said, I knew nothing about the CBDs. I used to work for a solar company. And anyways, one of my buddies came up to me one day because my partner, her feet used to kill her. And he gave me this little salve packet. I didn't even know what it was. Anyways, her feet kill her all the time. So he said, give this to Mary. Her feet are killing her. Give it to her tonight. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So we go home.
Was it a lotion,
yeah,
oil?
Yeah, like okay. It's like a little salve okay. that you actually put on topically.
Looks almost like a CarMax lip balm type of thing.
Yes, he handed me that little thing. And anyways, we go home, and sure enough, that night, she's complaining like crazy about her feet. And I said, put that stuff on it. She said, well, what is that? I said, I don't have a clue. But you bought and tried everything else in the world, you know. Why don't you just give it a shot? So she did, and within a few minutes, she's like, Dana, my feet don't hurt. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. No, she's like, no, seriously, Dana, my feet don't hurt. So then I got to thinking, wonder if I put a little bit on my back, if that would help me at all. I have actually a back of an 80-year-old disc degenerative, so my back is crumbling. Yeah, it's great, I know. Bulging disc in the lower back, I know. I'm speaking a lot of people's language right here. I get it. So a bulging disc in the lower back, two discs fused together in my neck. So in other words, the rheumatoid arthritis set into my neck so bad, I couldn't even turn it anymore, so I couldn't even see my blind spot when I was driving. So what I had to do is actually purchase a car with a camera on it. So when I put my turn signal, I can see the lanes of the highway because I couldn't turn that
now. So this wasn't just something that was an inconvenience, a pain, and
this was a
lifestyle-altering ailment. You had to adjust how you drove, what you did, everything.
Oh, sure. And the doctors claim that I'll be in a wheelchair in 2 years. So anyways, when my partner got that relief in her feet, I thought, I'm going to rub a little bit on my back. And when I did, I went, oh, my gosh. I could almost...
Was it instant?
Well, just to let you know, I was like, I thought my mind was playing with me because I'm like, I could almost convince myself it feels better. So that's when I went back to my buddy, and he said, I said, what is this stuff? And he said, CBD oils. I said, what is CBD oils? And he was like, he started telling me all about it. And at that time, I was like, you know what? I could care less what it is. Do you think it might be able to help me out? And he said, Dana, I think you need to start ingesting the oils. I said, you know what? I'll give anything a shot. Because when they tell you you're going to be in a wheelchair in 2 years, you'll try anything.
So you have you have topical, you have what, a drop spray, it looks like?
There are actually 9 drops that we put underneath our tongue. We wait 45 seconds, and then we swallow it.
Gotcha.
And so I started doing that, and 2 weeks later, I turned, and my back cracked. And I went, what? My back hasn't cracked in quite a few years. I'm like, what's going on? Turned the other way. I'm like, seems like my back is getting looser. Could this be true? And so anyways, I've been on the oils now since June 1st of last year. So we're talking just about 9 months now.
Uh-huh.
I have more flexibility now than when I was a kid. I love to show people that I can touch my toes. I know I can't show your... I couldn't even do that when I was a teenager. I mean, I'm like, are you kidding me? So that's when I started doing a lot of the research of what is this CBD?
Okay, so we are at the CBD Connect, and I've butchered this in talking to people. It's been CDB, it's been BCD, but it is the CBD, Charlie Bob David Connection, and it is located at, where are we?
448 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley.
Unit.
We are Suite E, as in Edward.
Suite E. And that is, for local listeners, that's the Chino Valley Medical Center Overflow Coffee complex here at 1 North?
Mm-hmm.
1 North. Mm-hmm. Where hopefully soon we'll be getting a traffic signal to avoid those accidents that happen all the time. Telephone number 928-683-5255. Website, social media, anything else that...
We're on Facebook under The CBD Connection. We do not have a website as of yet, but we're working on that.
So, but that's how folks can get you in grand opening. This is coming up blah, 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 blah,
March whenever 4th, it goes. Next
but the
Saturday.
No, I'm saying as far as when the episode will drop, but it'll be before the March 4th Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday grand opening. What do you got planned for the grand opening? Are you just opening the doors, or are you doing an open house? Are you going to educate some folks on what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Dana could tell you, you know, all about how she has run into literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people whose lives are being changed with these oils. And I want her to say a little bit more about the why Cannaway, the company that we represent, is so different.
I want to get into that. The Cannaway, mm-hmm. what was the official? Cannaway
Connection
or something?
No,
it was
just,
on the email.
Just Cannaway.com.
Cannaway, okay. Mm-hmm. I want to get specific on that, but before we do that, just in general, mm-hmm. the derivatives of this is a hemp product.
Correct.
You are not the typical bikers that I would expect to see in dealing with hemp products.
Thank you.
So how is this how is this derived? How are these compounds, how are these products created?
Excellent. And I love that question because there's such confusion. And that really goes back to the history of it because it does come from the industrial hemp plant. So think about it. When you have the cannabis plant on one hand, or let's just call it marijuana. That's what we know it by. Okay. That's very high THC, very low CBD. So it's what gets us high, correct? So
I will take your word for it.
Okay,
my son listens to
it. Sorry about that. Or that's what we hear makes you high, right? Does that sound better?
Yeah.
So, and then on the other hand, we have the industrial hemp plant. That is very high CBD, very low THC. So in other words, you could smoke all the hemp you want and you can't get high. So why is it a drug?
I have no idea.
Isn't that the million-dollar question? When you think about industrial hemp, you can make clothing out of hemp. Ford made a car out of hemp that ran off hemp fuel.
Really?
No kidding. The Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper.
And I wanted to, that brought into my mind because for generations, the hemp industry for canvas, for sales, for clothing, paper products, when did it turn? What was the...
Excellent.
Because the founding fathers of this country were... Many of them were hemp farmers for industrial ropes, things like that. When did that change? When did it become the boogaboo that nobody wants in their neighborhood?
Excellent. And I love that you know so much, that part of it you know so much about. That's fantastic.
I will tell you how I know that.
Oh.
Rob Herman, who was my roommate back in a long time ago in the 80s, was a, how do we put this? He was a hemp connoisseur.
Oh,
but he would educate me on the history of marijuana and hemp. So, and Rob does not listen to this. I don't even know where Rob is nowadays, but he's probably still a connoisseur of fine hemp products. But this was at a time in late 80s, early 90s, California, when they were trying to legalize marijuana, not just for recreational, but there was a lot of celebrities. Woody Harrelson was one who was touting the industrial hemp products and things like that. But that, the industrial hemp, the hemp products for, you know, clothing and things like that, people couldn't distinguish that and the recreational aspects of marijuana. When did it turn? When did the usage of hemp in the industrial form get so commingled with the recreational
excellent.
And the abuse?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Actually, anything oil can do, hemp can do better. So you're starting to probably see a picture here. There was two very wealthy families out of San Diego, the Hearst family, the Scripps family. They owned lumber mills and 23 newspapers. And remember how the Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper, remember? So it was going to cut into their profit. So what did they do? It really was. So they intertwined the industrial hemp plant with the marijuana plant, and it came out with a thing called Reefer Madness.
I have that on DVD.
Nice. You will go insane. So they ended up lobbying, raising the taxes so high, and then eventually making it illegal.
That was in 1937. And what you'll start to really correlate once we get into a little further with you asking questions, you'll start to see how different things started happening to our bodies after 1937. And that's because, just like you said, hemp was actually grown all over America. It was actually mandatory to grow. Cows ate the hemp. Pigs ate the hemp, chickens ate the hemp, and what did we eat? We ate the animals. Yeah. So in other words, we got these CBD oils in our bodies.
The therapeutic aspects just by ingesting what was ingesting the hemp.
Excellent.
But so when did big pesticides get involved in
that? Oh my goodness.
What happened to the livestock that we were ingesting? After that,
well, they were no longer being fed. Of course, they were no longer being fed the hemp. So then they went on a whole different diet, which in essence created us going on to a whole different diet. And that's where it seems like. And I have to make sure I make this statement: I'm not a doctor, so I make no claims whatsoever. So it just seems like a lot of problems have arisen in our bodies. We may be living longer, but I'm not convinced we're living healthier.
We're just not decomposing as fast with all the pesticides and preservatives. Now, there you're going in. You're saying it seems like you're not a doctor, you're not a scientist, so you're throwing in common sense into something that a lot of people don't like common sense in.
Gotcha.
I see that a lot when you start explaining something that's, well, it's common sense. Well, I can prove, you know, you can take figures and stats and pretty much prove or disprove anything.
Yes.
Yeah. So this, I'm looking at the card here, and this caught me by surprise. Legal in 50 states, no medical marijuana card required for these products that you're selling or that you're holding at the CBD connection. Why is that? Why is this different? What separates these products from what you can get wherever we are? I'm trying to remember a couple blocks down from the loan. What are they called?
The organic.
Yeah, dispensary.
Dispensaries or the smoke shops.
Yeah, the loan dispensary here in town. There's a couple local. What separates the CBD connection, Canaway? Mm-hmm. Canaway Group products from what you need a card, what you need to be regulated to buy at the dispensary down the road?
Yeah, and that's the million-dollar question right there that everybody wants to know. The way the law states it is the oils must be imported from Europe, must be imported into America, but it can only come from the industrial hemp plant, and it can only come from the mature stock part of the plant. If it comes from the leaves or the seeds, that is illegal.
Okay, that's where it falls into the issue of whether it's a medical marijuana regulated item as opposed to a, what do you call these? What would it? What's the classification for this? Is it medicinal?
Oh, this is just a supplement. This is just like if you go to Whole Foods and you would buy, you know, hemp oil or something. Same thing. We're in the same category as them, which makes us legal in all 50 states.
So it's a supplement that would fall under like a vitamin supplement or something like that. Okay.
Yes.
So no matter how many bottles, sprays, drops, salves you ingest, you're not going to get high.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct. Sorry, I hate to disappoint you.
You'll just feel better.
Yeah.
You'll only feel better. It'll only be good for you.
There you go. And you can't overdose on it, and you can't get
Now, is there any age restrictions for these
types
of...
Absolutely not, because every single human body in the world, including the animals, have what they call this endocannabinoid system in our bodies.
That's a big word.
Always. It's a very big word.
You got to dumb it down for me. Come on.
You got to dumb it down. Okay, it's the largest self-regulatory system in your body.
Gotcha.
So we have CB1 receptors in our brain, CB2 receptors in our gut. So these receptors are running throughout our whole body. Your body already produces CBDs, just not enough to regulate the entire system. Yes.
So this is a way to kickstart and supplement the little factory that's running in our bodies already.
Excellent.
Gotcha.
And that causes you to then go into what they call homeostasis. What the heck is that word? That just means balance. It balances you. Yeah, because this system regulates everything in your body.
Now, in Chino Valley, we're sitting in Chino Valley, so I'll bring it up here. We are And when I say we, the town in general, and like I'd mentioned off mic, I do some work for the town. I cover some of their meetings and that. We are right, wrong, correct, or incorrect. We're kind of getting the reputation as being the MMJ capital of the state. Oh. There's reasons for that because we have several producers in town, several growers. We have some that are wanting to move in. But it boils down to our climate, our water, our soil. It's a great spot to be for ag in general. This has long been, for generation and generation, an agricultural community. So there is a feeling among much of the public, especially the vocal public, that they don't want any more industries dealing with medical marijuana, marijuana in general, to be moving into our area. Whether you're opposed or in favor of that doesn't really matter. But when folks start seeing your sign here, they start seeing your card, they start hearing about your grand opening, the hairs on their neck may start to rise. How do you address that? How do you ensure the public that these are good products to have in your community?
Excellent. And I love that question. I actually do. I mean, our motto is get healthy, not high. And we're very proud of that. And so, I mean, to be at ease with these products alone, I would personally love with every one of your listeners would just research CBDs. They would be shocked with what they would find. There's many scientific studies out there, testimonies that are amazing. We believe and we can prove it. We were the first company in the world to do triple lab testing on our products. So our products are as absolutely pure as they can possibly be, which is amazing. You don't want any GMOs. In case you haven't noticed, even the fake foods we put in our body is not working too well, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can actually prove through our triple lab testing how pure our oils are. We really believe that we have the purest oils in the world. We really believe that in everything in us. And, you know, and it's funny, I've been back to Denver quite a bit, and even out here in Arizona, when we compare our oils, it seems like every oil I've compared to is not only do we have the purest oils in the world, but we seem to be about half the price of any oils out there, even on the internet.
Is the Canaway product.
That's
you're
correct.
Saying. Now, I want to delve more into that. And I apologize. I came from another interview here. I didn't realize we had used up all the batteries. Give me just a minute to flip some, and then we'll pick up right there. So we're back because I'm an idiot and I forgot to do the batteries. But Dana, go ahead and talk a little bit about what separates. We're going to get back to what separates these products from the more commonly associated medical marijuana and marijuana in general. We want to get back to that a little bit. But to what separates the two fields, I guess, is kind of a way to do it. But within the CBD community, within the CBD products, what separates Canaway from the others that are out there? You were mentioning the refining process.
Yes.
The testing, but talk a little bit about the history of the company. We know how you already mentioned how you got associated with the products in general, but what brought you to this specific company?
Excellent. Canaway. Yeah, Canaway, the parent company is Medical Marijuana, Inc. They've been publicly traded. They were the first publicly traded company. They've been around since 2009. Canaway is one of the distribution modes, as well as Hemp Meds. They have Canna Life Sciences and Axon Biotechnologies. You know, we were, just to get back on, also, you were saying about the political. I just wanted, uh-huh. wanted to reiterate that. Maybe this might clarify it just a little bit. I've been back in Denver a lot, so... And you might understand this, and I don't want to throw you under the carpet in case you do. Some of your listeners will get this, maybe you don't. But anyways, back in Colorado, actually all over the world, they have a term called wake and bakers. Have you ever heard
yes.
of it? Okay.
Well, my old roommate, Rob.
For your viewers that don't know what wake and bakers are, is they smoke pot from the time they get up till the time they go to bed. And by the way, what is the number one age group, do you think, that smokes marijuana?
I have no idea.
Any guesses?
I would say, I think that would have to do a lot with what area of the country, but I would think it would tend to be a little older. I would say 40 to 55.
And that's a really good guess. Actually, the number one age group is over the age of 60.
Really?
So just to let you know, let's get back to this Wake and Baker term here just for a second, because I think it's important here. I have three friends and back in Colorado that are Wake and Bakers. They've been their entire life. They are over the age of 60. Anyways, I got them onto the oils. They wanted to try the oils. Now, remember about marijuana being high THC, but it does have a little bit of CBD in it, remember? So anyways, I got the three people on the oils, and all three said the same thing to me. Dana, I keep forgetting to smoke my pot. And do you know what I think it is? I think their body is so craving the CBDs for this self-regulatory system. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with smoking pot whatsoever. It's just, I think the body is craving those CBDs. They keep forgetting to go back.
So in the case of your friends and folks like that, they're smoking for the medicinal aspects. And then now that this is taking care of what they're smoking for, it's kind of tailing off what they need to smoke for.
Okay, yeah, we'll say they were smoking it for the medicinal. Well, no, I'm just kidding. I know that.
You know, why does anybody do anything? Well, you know, why does somebody come home from work and have a tumbler of scotch? It's to unwind, to relieve the pressure, to feel better. Basically, that's, you know, why does somebody come home and have a bowl of ice cream? Same thing a lot of times. So now they are getting that relief, that feeling, that medicinal aspect, that therapeutic aspect, a different way, and it's kind of substituting in this case.
Well, that's an excellent way to put it. Thank you for. I love how you just clarified it. That's excellent. Yeah. I believe that. Yes.
So, what are some of the things that Cannaway does that others don't? You talked a little bit about the testing processes, the refining processes.
Excellent. Also, because there's a few different ways to extract the CBDs from the hemp plant. A few of them are actually toxic. If you ever come across CBD oils and they have ethanol in it, I wouldn't, in my silly mind, I wouldn't take
it. That's what I
like
put
that
in my van.
Mm-hmm. Why? Thank you. And I think we're all starting to wake up to that, to make sure, like, that's why I said, make sure you really read the ingredients. So that's where I said we are so pure, even in the extraction process, as well as it. Yes.
So let's go a little bit, Yvonne. What?
Vonda.
I'm sorry.
Vonda.
I'm sorry. I can't read a business card. I can't read an email. I was wandering the parking lot. I didn't. Maybe I need some oils. What got you involved?
Well, I had been in the medical field and health and wellness industry for many, many years, in another direct sales company where, you know, I had the great products, but somebody named Damon Ashley, who Dana knows, emailed me on my LinkedIn account because he saw, number one, I was an entrepreneur, and number two, I was in the health and wellness industry. And he told me just a little bit about how his wife, Robin, was turned on to CBD oils by Dana. Robin had a horrible, horrible infection in over 90% of her body due to spider bites. The person who contacted me about this company. And Robin had such an amazing testimony with what the CBD oils had done for her. She had tried antibiotics and steroids and other natural healing things for, what, over 4 months? And it's too bad we don't have, you know, TV right now, because the pictures are incredible. And nothing else would help, except for when Dana got her on the Cannaway. She had tried other CBD oils, two other types. And when Dana asked her if she was taking CBD oils, she said, yes. And she's, well, you're not taking the right ones, because the other ones were not working. They didn't make any impact on the all over body infection. So Dana met her halfway, because they live in the Phoenix area, and brought some CBD oils to Robin, and Robin immediately started to improve. Her health started to improve. We have this wonderful product that's a therapeutic soak, a detox soak that you can put in the bathtub. And Robin tells it better than anybody else, but she could literally see the changes in the infection coming out of her leg where she was initially bit. So she has pictures online, actually. You can look up her, Robin Ashley is her name on YouTube. If you type in Robin CBD oils, her story comes up.
Wow.
It's incredible. So it was her husband that contacted me and told me a little bit about her story. And I said, tell me more. And here I am. And then I gathered up a few friends 2 days later and they signed up because they saw, you know, my circle is people who care about people.
Yeah.
About helping people in the very best ways possible. So when I saw that the other company that I was in was good, but this one, we could touch so many more lives and get people even healthier because I found out about that endocannabinoid system that I had never known about, even in all my years of the medical field. It was an epiphany. And so here we are, and we're hoping to just reach thousands and thousands of people because they need to know that this, they don't have to be sick. They don't have to die an early death. They don't have to, there's other ways to do things besides chemo and antibiotics. If we let our bodies heal ourselves with feeding our endocannabinoid system with the purest of the purest and the most potent and the best quality oils, which is what Cannaway has, that's why we're here. You're going to get me all riled up in a second. That's why we're here.
Now, and I'm sorry. I'm
Cindy.
Cindy. Thank you.
Right.
Do you got anything for memory? Is that
yes? CBD will help you with that also. Yeah.
How did you get in this mix?
Well, Vonda and I were involved in the same other direct sales company, and we had basically the same experience with that company. So again, as Vonda got in touch with Damon and learned more about that, she calls me and says, "You have to get over here now." And I'm like, what? What's the matter? Something wrong with the kids? She said, no, you have to see this now. Get over here now. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll be right there. You know, and I live about 20 minutes away from her house. So, you know, she says, well, come on over here at whatever time. So I get over there, and she's got Robin on the laptop, the video call. And I'm like, well, hi, how you doing? And they start talking about CBD oil, how it's helping. How, you know, Robin showed the pictures of her legs, and then she lifts up her leg, you know, so I can see what it looks like at that time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to be part of this too. And the research, the scientific background, Cannaway is just the most professional company in an unprofessional space, due to the confusion between CBD oil, the hemp, versus the marijuana.
Yeah.
There's just so much confusion there, and we're all of us, I think, are passionate about straightening the record out of saying marijuana has this medicinal benefit, which it does. It does increase your appetite. You know, it does ease some pain. CBD, the hemp oil, can do that and so much more. It just feeds your entire system. The endocannabinoid system, which I'm learning, is it's what connects your nervous system to your immune system. It's what marries everything together in your body.
And when one aspect either has a break or fails or is struggling, it's domino effect for everything else.
Right. It's like if you have a loose string on your shirt and you pull that string, it all falls apart, right? It's on the same idea. CBD is that string that ties everything together in your body, the neurons, your immune system, your arthritis, your pain, your aches, your discomforts, your memory, your eyesight. I mean, it finds whatever needs help, basically. Yeah. It's, you know, the 911 for your body. It finds what needs help, and it goes there. It's like a dried sponge on your sink.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't add anything, it just sits there and it's all dried up. Well, when you add the CBD oil to these receptors in your body, like the dried sponge opens up when you give it water.
Yeah.
Well, when we give our bodies the CBD oil, that sponge opens up. And it says, okay, I need to help you here. Okay, I need to help you there. And when your body, like Dana was saying, gets into balance, the homeostasis, when your body gets into balance, then you feel better. You don't know why. You just all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I feel better. I have a little more energy. It also helps people that need to gain weight, that are, you know, underweight, yeah, that are sick with whatever disease they have. It also helps with people that are overweight. Overweight could be a sign of inflammatory disease. The CBD can help with that. It can help with, once you're in balance, your body goes where it needs to, yeah, be.
And starts repairing itself.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're all about here at the CBD Connection. We want to share, starting with our community, of straightening out the record, getting our community healthy, and spreading, as we spread the word, we hope that people will share the word with their family, their friends. Come and learn. Come here. That's why we started this gathering place here in Chino Valley. Come here. Learn at your convenience. Come and learn. You have questions, we're going to be here.
Now, you play devil's advocate. It's okay. An old saying. Right. If it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Right.
So this is a cure-all. This is something that's going to make everybody feel better. How can you explain, how can you stress to people that it is that good?
Well, and I we can be very careful with our words, of course, and we're not making absolutely any claims. That's why we always go back to, please do your research. But what I love to say to everybody is, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. All you're risking is your health. If it doesn't work, go ahead and send it back. And I can tell you, of over 1,000 people that we have gotten onto the oils, I do not know of one person that sent it back. But you're welcome to if you don't feel a difference.
Now, here in, again, address.
448 North Highway 89. We're in the Ranch Plaza.
Suite E
as in Edward.
Now, when folks come in here on your grand opening and thereafter, after March 4th, is this a place where they can purchase and buy? Is it a distribution? Is this just an education? Is this where they can get information? What can they expect when they come into this room?
Okay, well, Cindy has reiterated quite a bit about educational place, uh-huh, gathering place. We will be here to greet people as they walk in just off the street at their own convenience, but we will also have scheduled meeting times where we do group meetings, things like that. We are confident that people will, because of the amazing products, supplements that we have, and people needing them, people are looking for them.
Yeah.
They're going to want to purchase, and we have the opportunity through Canway, because of our CEO, Dr. Titus, wants everybody to get these in their hands. We have the ability to help people get our products wholesale. So we're kind of considering ourselves a wholesale distributor. Like, you can come in, we can show you how to get these products for wholesale cost. If you so choose, there's other ways too. You can be a customer as well. But to me, the smartest thing is to get something wholesale. But we're not setting up a retail shop. So we want people to come in and expect, you know, tons of product to be in here. We're not, per se, a sales location.
So this is a way to introduce people to the product.
Exactly.
And then what kind of financial thing? How much is this to purchase? Or when somebody needs to get the product for, say, a salve or salve or the ointments, how much is it?
Sure, and that's an excellent question, too. And all our products are different prices. For instance, on the salve, a jar of salve is like $35.
Okay.
Our oils range anywhere, I believe, from $60 on up, depending on what they want.
What they need, the different specific product and quantity, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, again, the CBD Connection. Did I get it right that time? Okay. 928-683-5255. And we're right here by Chino Med Center. Real quick, and I wanted to touch on it. We talked a little bit, and I mentioned it before. I don't like politics. They bore me. It frustrates me. But the medical marijuana, the dispensaries and the cultivators are looking at a kind of a confusing 2017. As certain states are legalizing their product, the federal government this week has announced that they will more than likely be cracking down and enforcing federal regulations. Currently, CBD products, as the card says here, legal in 50 states. Is there any change in legislature that you see that will affect the CBD products?
No, and probably some people saw it on the media and on Facebook and everything about the DEA scheduling one and everything like that. Really what they were doing is just enforcing the law that has been out there for many, many years. And our company has spent millions and millions of dollars in the beginning setting this up properly. We knew that day was going to be coming when they would get stricter with the laws. So no, absolutely not. We don't foresee anything. We have, if anybody's interested at all, we do have a statement from our company, from our attorneys, that you know everything is absolutely fine.
And where can they find that?
Where would be a good place, Vonda? On Medical Marijuana Inc. You could actually research Dr. Stuart Titus and the DEA. Okay. And it'll come right up.
But the products you have are different. They're more of an industrial, like you said, the way they're derived and the way they're imported things are completely separated.
That's correct. Gotcha. That is why we are legal. And that's why we were not scared of the ruling. There are some CBD companies out there, I'll be very honest with you, that are probably going to be shut down. And they know that.
Different processes different and things.
Oh, sure. Going with the leaves and the seeds and, yeah, different ways. Yes.
Now, the information on the Cannaway products specifically, what's the corporate website, Cannaway?
Well, Cannaway.com.
Cannaway.com.
K-A?
Yes.
Yeah, K-A. Yes.
Spell it out. Go ahead.
K-A-N-N-A-W-A-Y.
.com. I know the .com part. I'd butcher the other part.
I was going to say, and if anybody does go to Cannaway.com, that's fantastic. Please look all around. But please do not order anything from that site, because I know these girls here would like to save you even more money. They have a coupon code for you, have a $50 discount off your prices. And these girls' hearts are in the right places. They truly want everybody to feel better, and they truly want to give everybody a $50 gift card. So please do not order from that site. Please call these girls, because they have a $50 coupon for you.
Do your homework for the listener, but I'm the way I can learn things better. I could read stuff online. I can get pamphlets. I can go get a book or whatever, or listen to something on a goofy podcast. But the best way that I can retain information is to come in and have a dialogue with somebody. So March 4th, Saturday, what time are you opening?
We're going to be opening at 10 on March 4th, which is the grand opening. We actually will be open March 1st for business. But the grand opening, the hoo-ha-ha, we're here, is March 4th, which is, as my sister says, it is the only day of the year that is actually an action. We are marching forth on March 4th.
I got that. I got that outside, too, she was telling me.
Yeah. So, again, what you said, Matt, is actually true, is, you know, I'm the same way. I would rather talk to someone face-to-face, hold something in my hand.
Yeah.
Actually even, hey, can I try this? Well, sure. We're going to have, you know, some, not all the products here that you can try. I mean, we don't want to give you a product that's going to give you the burst to help you get going in the morning at, you know, 6 o'clock at night. And we also don't want to give you the oil that we have that helps you have a great night's sleep first thing in the morning. But we will have some products on hand here. But that's what we're all about, is we want to be here from 10 in the morning till 6 at night, hopefully catching everybody no matter what shift they're working. Come and talk to us. Come and learn. You know, sit down. We'll take as much time as you need. We have a presentation room where if you want to talk privately about issues that are bothering you, you know, we have a private area where we can talk to you about that. That's what we're all about. We're going to be open for your convenience to come and learn.
And learn. I think that's the key. Get educated, because, like I said, the first gut reaction for people when they first hear about whether it be CBD products, MMJ products, whatever, is it's polarizing. They're either, yes, this is good, this is something, or it's years of tradition, I guess, and family and other education where it's the complete bugaboo. No, that keep that out of our neighborhood. So the best thing, come on in, sit down, talk to these non-biker ladies that I'm sitting in front of. And that's the thing. People have so many misconception or preconceived ideas about everything, whether it be, you know, a therapeutic supplement, medical, or, you know, a restaurant for that matter. It's so ingrained in us what we should and shouldn't like, what we should and shouldn't explore, that a lot of people are closed off from things that can help them. So come get educated. If it's right for you, or if it's something you want to pursue, great. The opportunity is here. But come on in and get some info before you make a decision.
Sounds great.
That's something, right? I hate it here, especially in Chino Valley. The rumor mill is the largest industry in town, I think. You get all your news from when you're getting your hair cut or when you're standing in line at the Safeway. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of people's intake of information stops, is what they heard instead of what they experienced or what they found out on their own.
Right. So if you heard about the CBD Connection, this new store that's opening in town, and oh my gosh, what's it all about? Well, come on over and check us out. We're a couple of ladies that just want to help share the information, and come on in. The office space is going to be very inviting. It's a gathering place. Just come on in and say hi. We'd love to talk to you.
Right down from a great little coffee shop. At the
right,
same time.
Yeah. The Overflow Coffee Shop sells ice cream too.
Let's plug it again. Facebook address, phone number. Where can folks find out about you?
Okay, well, we are called the CBD Connection. On Facebook, we are the CBD Connection. We're working on a website at the present time. Our phone number, which is a recorded message, and if you want to leave a message, you can, is 928-683-5255. And our address is 448 North Highway 89, or State Route 89, Suite E as in Edward, in Chino Valley. We're in the Ranch Plaza, we're right in the same building as the Overflow Coffee. Can't miss us.
Great. Anything else you want to drop before we close?
No, this is... Nope, I just invite people, everybody, you know, that wants to know more or clarify something that they had heard, to come on in and visit with us. And thank you, Matt, for getting the information out.
Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you to the viewers for being so open, because if you've listened this long, you're a very open person. And that is what we need in this world, to help others out. And we really do. So I really want to thank your listeners for just being so open.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt, for taking your time.
Well, that was it. My talk with Dana Newbert, Vonda Chisholm, and Cindy Crowley of the CBD Connection, right here in Chino Valley, their grand opening, March 4th. This has been episode number 126. Again, if this is a product or an industry you're interested in or not, I am not here to advocate it one way or another. I am here to have interesting conversations with interesting folks, and Dana, Vonda, and Cindy were definitely that. Again, please think about supporting our show by using the Amazon link at milehighshow.com or the Audible link and the code MILEHIGH at checkout for your free download. And our new association with BarkBox. Buy some treats for your pets at getbarkbox.com/milehigh, or just use that BarkBox link right there at milehighshow.com. If you have a chance, jump on iTunes, give us a rating and a review. At milehighshow.com, there's links to all of those. There's the support the show tab with links to all of those and a direct link to our iTunes page. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk at you soon. I'm not feeling good myself. Oh, no. Oh, oh.
ain't ever been around no yesterday. I can get straight, I guess I'm finished that. Tell somebody who comes along, this my place, with a different name and a different face. All right, oh, I'm feeling